you know, I grew up on food stamps. If it was not for SNAP, although then it was just food stamps, and supported lunches, I don't know that my mom would have gained the independence ultimately that she achieved. And I know the value of the program. This farm bill increases SNAP benefits, plain and simple. We take the growth that's already embedded in the program, and we apply inflation moving forward, and so therefore SNAP benefits grow. I'm also very happy that the bill includes a bill that I wrote, which would expand access to SNAP for families with individuals who are living with disabilities. Right now, you top out at 17. At 17 years of age, you cap the access to SNAP benefits. We've increased that now to 21. Why 21? Because those with disabilities can remain in school until they're 21. So if they remain in the home, they remain in school, they're doing some work, we don't want families to be cut off. And so this bill not only expands SNAP benefits, it expands access. It also expands capacity to fund and support food banks and the connection that food banks have with communities that struggle. So it's a good balance and ensures that the most vulnerable have greater access to the support they need.